Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to Tuesday edition Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. We are presented to you by friends at Fantasy Draft, and a great time to check them out. As always, obviously I've talked about their NBA product, the flexibility you have. You're not pigeonholed into certain players or certain positions. No, you've got the flexibility to build fun lineups, and I think you'll enjoy your experience over there if you haven't checked them out. But I also want to give them a great push for the PGA product over at Fantasy Draft. I've been saying it for a while. Probably my favorite game that you're going to find in the daily fantasy space for me. And their GPPs are already posted for the Tournament of Champions coming up this week. We've got a lot of great content. And remember, the way it works, seven golfers, you're drafting seven, and then your top six will count towards your total points. So it gives you a little bit better sweat, and I think it's really worth checking out. Now, it's a smallish field this week out there with the Tournament of Champions, but support the sponsors, make that deposit, and check them out over at fantasydraft.com. Today in the NBA, only a handful of games for us to go through, so it should be a nice, quick, and easy podcast today. Tomorrow will be a full Wednesday slate. Monday wasn't bad. You know, I gave you the New Year's podcast, and all in all, that Lakers game kind of went like I expected it to, with just a total, mishmash of minutes going around after that two overtime game the night before. And that's the thing that I think it's important to look at. Is not, yes, you want to look at the day-to-day situations, but it's also important to look ahead into the situations that these teams have in coming up. You know, are they playing the front end of a back-to-back? Is it the third game in four nights? Did they play overtime? Did somebody, miss shoot around? Like, these are the little intricacies which I think are important to follow. And free plug here, the Court Report blog. If you're a premium member, you might not even know about it. I don't necessarily think it maybe gets enough love that it deserves. And it's a premium. It's something for premium. You can find it out there in Lineup HQ. And it's a live blog that we start up in the afternoon where we take all the news and we're breaking things down deeper and in real time, including Notorious's own updates from his grind down. So, you know, obviously the grind down is free, but the updates, it does a little video update for you, and you're only going to find that as part of our NBA premium content. Remember, great time to join too with PGA starting up. Everything that we do is under one umbrella per month. So check it out if you haven't done so already, and make sure you're a Roto Grinders premium subscriber. All right, let's get into NBA for today. As this, again, like I say, five gamers should be pretty easy, and we'll start at the point guard position. I like to go position by position. I think there's some definite chalk today at this spot. The first news of the day is that Damian Lillard will be returning in this matchup versus Cleveland. I think that Lillard's a guy who's probably not going to garner the ownership that he deserves. I think on Fantasy Draft at 16.5, he's fine. 85 on FanDuel, 89 on FanDuel, 85 on DraftKings. I'll be curious to see where Jimeno kind of sets his ownership projection, because I think there is a chance that there could be somewhat of a limitation in terms of how many minutes he plays, because this is a hamstring injury, okay? So this is something that it's not like you broke a bone in your hand and you can still run, you can still stay conditioned. And it really, you know, whether you play 30 minutes or you play 25, that's not going to really re-injure that problem that you had. With a hamstring injury, I don't think you want to push it too hard here the first game. I'd probably set his minutes at about 30 here today, which is fine, you know, but that's also like anywhere from 4 to 7 to 10 less than he typically sees, because he's usually like a 37, 34, 35-minute guy. So I think he'll see a little bit less, but that doesn't mean that he still can't reach mid-40s into the 50s today, because he's a guy who loves to shoot the basketball, and really a spotlight game here against Cleveland, I think, is a big reason why we're going to see him play today. Also, Isaiah Thomas is going to make his debut for Cleveland. Don't be playing Isaiah Thomas just yet. He's definitely a guy coming back from the hip injury, the hip surgery. It's going to be a slow process for him. 55 on FanDuel, 59 on DraftKings, 11-6 on Fantasy Draft. He's going to be coming off the bench, and I'd be surprised to see him play maybe more than 20 minutes here today. So kind of like we saw with Kawhi Leonard, like there's going to be times over time where we can start playing these guys. I don't think we can play him quite yet. Lillard, you can make a definite argument for based on his usage in the minutes, but I still think it will be less than we typically see. So those are the two big injury points at this position. But I think our chalk starts here with Dennis Schroeder, going against the 29th DVP point guard spot, and a real fair price at 77 on FanDuel, 73 on DraftKings, and 13.5 on Fantasy Draft. He's pretty much the first guy I'm plugging into my lineups, because point guard today, it's a little bit ugly in terms of where we want to play, and he's just the one guy that absolutely stands out as you can plug him in and feel very, very comfortable about your decision. You know, Kemba Walker's 300 more, but he gets Sacramento, who's a team that plays really down in pace here. But that game's not as low totaled as I kind of expected. It's at 206. Probably would have thought it might check in at like 202 or something like that. So it's actually got a bigger total than Memphis and the Clippers. I think he's interesting in tournaments to kind of, get, especially if you want to pivot off of Schroeder, who I'm expecting is going to be like 40% owned today. I'm fine kind of going Kemba in that situation, but in cash games, I don't know if I'm paying up in both of these spots. But you look at your other options, and then we're reaching. We've got guys like Tony Parker here, who, you know, price per dollar is popping a little bit on our projection model this morning, but, you know, he's only reached 20 fantasy points once in the last five games. Now, it's a great matchup here versus the Knicks, and that was the game where he went over 20 fantasy points. But it's not even like a gimme price tag. I mean, 4,100 is pretty cheap on FanDuel and DraftKings. 78 on Fantasy Draft if you need a punt. Obviously, we've got LeBron James on this slate. You're going to want to get him in your lineup. So I suppose you could do it, but such limited upside there. I think you have a little bit more upside with George Hill. But he's another guy who's kind of been all over the map. Looked like he was starting to come back. You know, he had, 4, 5, 6 out of his 7-game stretch over 20 fantasy points, and then follows it up with a 12 and a 16 in the last two games here. So I like him better, I think, probably than Tony Parker. I'd probably go up 600 and grab him. But you can even maybe make the argument that Jarrett Jack is the even better choice. Played the Spurs a couple of games ago. Didn't have a great fantasy day at only 20 points, but at least played 31 minutes. Played really well against New Orleans last time out in 24 minutes, gave you 33 fantasy points. So again, these are the choices that we have to make. Now, on FanDuel in particular, I think I might be taking a shot on Tyler Ulis, and I think you could do it over there on DraftKings too and Fantasy Draft. 37 on DraftKings, a 75 on Fantasy Draft, and 4K on FanDuel. Just feel like he's the guy who's going to get the most minutes there, and I just think like for 700 cheaper than Hill or Parker, I guess he's only 100 cheaper than Parker, but than Jack, like I think Ulis can get there. So he's my preferred choice as kind of the pay down here. Keep your eye on the status of Austin Rivers. I think he is questionable going into today. I know he says he wants to play. We'll see whether or not he actually makes the start or not, but the alternatives are not great. I'll give you a name of a guy who's playing really well. I think he's a great tournament option. 8,400 on Fantasy Draft is Frank Nicolina. This guy is starting to get big minutes. 28 in three consecutive games. Double-digit shot attempts in each of those games. Dished out 11 assists, 4 assists, 4 assists, 5 boards, 3 boards, 5 boards. So he can fill up a bunch of categories. Active player and you know, he's not a freebie over there on FanDuel. He's at that $4,700 price. But I think he's a guy who's going to be way lower owned than those other players just because he kind of comes off the bench, but starting to play much, much better. That's probably all that I am looking at this point guard position here today. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's go on over to shooting guard. And tomorrow will be interesting with no James Harden out for the next couple of weeks, but we don't have to worry about that today. I think Devin Booker is going to be the guy that we fire up. He's just a true scorer, and they need one out there in Phoenix. And he gets a nice matchup here, DVP-wise, against Atlanta, who's not great defensively. A high total in this one. I'm fine with Devin Booker today. In fact, he's another guy who I think I'm probably going to be putting into my cash lineups and then working around there. Tyreke Evans got a big salary spike, deservedly so, especially on FanDuel. 9K, 82 over on DraftKings. 15.9 on Fantasy Draft is a little bit easier to swallow, but a guy who's really kind of been playing at a high level here. He's been over 40 fantasy points in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 consecutive games. Gets a date here with the Clippers. Again, this total a little bit lower than I come to expect, and I just don't think I'm going to be paying for Tyreke Evans at that 9K price point. So he is a fade for me. I don't hate CJ McCollum today. I think a lot of people will naturally come off of him because of the return of Damian Lillard. Clearly, that's probably going to take away some of the shot attempts. He had 30 this past game. But if you look at the logs, the previous games before that, he really wasn't shooting that much more without him in the lineup than he was with him. He had 21, 20, 23, 18, 22. And you can go through, you know, games earlier this year, maybe a tick of two or three shots more per game, which for a guy who is dependent on scoring, that is something to take note of. But the price hasn't really jumped. You know, 7,100 on FanDuel, 73 on DraftKings, 14K on Fantasy Draft. Not sure I'm going there today with the flexibility we have, but I think you could make a case for him today over there on FanDuel and DraftKings. Lou Williams, really big game last time out, 7,400 on FanDuel, DraftKings 75, Fantasy Draft 14.5. So whether you trust he can get it done here against Memphis, you know, I think if Austin Rivers is out, that's going to help the cause a little bit. But a little bit of an outlier last game, you know, 12 for 21 is really good shooting there against Charlotte. 6 for 9 from three-point range, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, and also had, I think, a season close to a match to, not quite a season high, but the second most assists he's had in a game all season long at 8. So kind of an outlier there, and looks like it bumped his salary up a good bit. He was 12-9 on Fantasy Draft. Now he's 14-5. On FanDuel, he went from 72 to 74, so paying a little bit of a premium there. I think I'll pass. My paydown spots today, I think actually Buddy Hield is somewhat interesting today. His minutes are starting to tick up, and he's a guy who definitely, when if he you know gets hot from the outside, watch out. Like, he can get you that 30 fantasy points. 9 for 19 against Philadelphia, 39. 9 for 17 against the Spurs, 39 fantasy points. Now, was that going to happen tonight? Hard to say here against Charlotte, but at 4,500 on DraftKings, I think he's in the discussion today based on the minutes increase we've seen. And I usually do not baze more, okay? I usually baze less, but I might be bazing a little bit more today in this matchup versus Phoenix. Again, this is the tempo that's going to play to his favor, and you know, last two games weren't great, but 31, 31, 27, 26, had a 46 mixed in there in a slower pace game against Miami. So he's a guy who, you know, I think gets a little bit bigger role when we don't have Schroeder out there on the court. But I feel like he's priced down on FanDuel in particular. When he's cheaper there than on DraftKings, you take note of it. So might be somewhat chalky on that side. 11-9 on Fantasy Draft. It's all right, but again, not a spot that I'm looking to necessarily jam certain guys into my lineup outside of Devin Booker. Wade's all right against Portland today, 4,900 on FanDuel. just don't know which Dwayne Wade you're going to get on a given day. I mean, I think he's absolutely fine for GPPs, but might be a little bit risky. Let's see, 49 for him. I mean, that's $1,000 cheaper than Bazemore. I'll be curious to see what that number kind of comes in at. We don't have a total on that one here today. Especially with Portland just playing last night, could have a bit more of a blowout potential there. Probably going to side with Bazemore a little bit there, but I don't hate it. Like, if that's your final decision, you want somebody and you want to save $1,000, I can live with that move on FanDuel. All right, moving on, small forward here tonight, and this is a tough position. You know, our top price per dollar guy, top two guys price per dollar are Michael Kidd-Gilchrist and Torian Prince at 4.7 and 6K. Again, these are FanDuel salaries. I just don't like Kidd-Gilchrist. I just don't think he's a good fantasy player. Pretty good defender all around, but I just don't trust him here against Sacramento in a pace-down spot. The price is cheap. 41 on DraftKings, you could make a little bit better argument for. 47 on FanDuel is not expensive. I just don't know if I see myself going there, but our options are really limited because LeBron is jacked up today at 11.5 on FanDuel. He's going to be 11.7 on DraftKings and 22 on Fantasy Draft, but this feels like a spot we're going to want to play him. Pretty sure this is a nationally... I think this is a nationally televised game, but I think he's going to come to play in this one, and he's just been an absolute stud. So LeBron James, yes, I like him a good bit today. Kawhi Leonard, does he finally play over 30 minutes today? I think he might here versus the Knicks. And, you know, he sat out the last time they played and, of course, burned a lot of people. I think he is going to play today. And hasn't really looked quite like the player we saw last year, but I think it's just a matter of time. I mean, he was a really good three-point shooter last year, and he's just not taking many of those shots. But I do like that he did get to the free throw line 9 times in the 27 minutes he had last game, but only 2 boards, 3 assists. Again, those numbers feel low. If he gets into the 35-minute range, we're going to love to be paying $7,500 and $6,700. There's not that many guys who really do that, period, for the San Antonio Spurs, but eventually they're going to want to get Leonard into that area, and I think he's obviously more in play on DraftKings with the savings, Fantasy Draft as well. FanDuel's tough to pull that trigger, I think, at $7,500 today, so I don't know that I'm going there. I mentioned the Chicago narrative on the podcast yesterday. Hopefully our 5 listeners took advantage of that one, as Evan Turner went for 37 big ones out there in Chicago. Now, we don't have a hometown narrative, but he did play college at Ohio State. Maybe something we can consider? I don't know. But he's so cheap today at $3,700, over 30 minutes in back-to-back games. But again, that was without Damian Lillard. I don't, you know, the 14 shots that he took last night were the second most that he's taken in a game all season long. But he shot the ball well, so... You know, sometimes these things go in spurts, things called confidence. And let's face it, Cleveland's not the best defensive team in the league. So you think you could do worse. I think he's probably going to garner heavier ownership than he probably deserves, people chasing that game last night. But when you look at your other options down here, there's not much else that I really like. So I get the move with Evan Turner. That's probably it. Let me see what we got on Prince's salary. 55 on DraftKings, 12.2 on Fantasy Draft is just too much. You can make the argument against on DraftKings we could play him at 5,500. Another guy who just all over the map. Like, if he scores 20 points, we're probably going to have a pretty good fantasy day. Let's see. He had, 44 against Miami. He had 30 real-life points for 52 against Toronto. He had 24 against Cleveland, went for 41 that day. 20 points against Miami, went for 35. So yeah, I think it's like whether or not you think he can score the basketball. Most teams do that pretty well here against Phoenix. Again, FanDuel, little less excited about it, but definitely in the GPP player pool for me. All right, let's go over to power forward next. And we do have Blake Griffin back off of his injury, and he's been playing pretty much a full allotment of minutes. I just can't quite stomach a $9,000 salary here against Memphis here today on FanDuel. I think the fantasy draft number is fair at 15-8. I think that's a little bit easier to consider, and it's just, you know, this is just not a fast-paced game at all. I mean, we got him projected at 38 fantasy points. It's not good enough for me. If he gives you the 48, you'll kind of take it, I think, on DraftKings and fantasy draft, but I don't see him too much of an option for me. And then Porzingis as well. You know, last time he played the San Antonio Spurs, I remember this, he was priced under 8K, which I thought was absurd, and he gave you 40 fantasy points that day. Now he's back in that 8-3 range at home against the Spurs, and I'm a little bit more lukewarm in terms of taking him. I mean, 22 shots last game. Definitely can, you know, do it all in terms of the blocks. I mean, you love the blocks numbers, and it makes him more valuable on FanDuel, but he's also juiced up over there. 2-6-3-5 are the numbers. I mean, when he had those 6 and 5 block games, like, that helps you a ton over there on FanDuel in terms of your output. So I don't see me going there today. It's just I want LeBron, and I don't know that you can get those guys with LeBron. I'm just not finding enough punts to really make it work, really make it happen here. So probably off on that one. Zach Randolph here today. This could be a spot, but I don't know. I'm a little bit concerned about the recent trend of minutes. 21, 19, 24, 18. Can't really figure it out. If he gets a bit of a jump, I'd be more interested. I mean, we got him projected at 25. I guess that's fine. You know, 5,100 on FanDuel, 61 on DraftKings, 11,800 on Fantasy Draft. Probably not my top target there. Matchup versus Charlotte's okay, but not my top guy. I think if I'm going to dumpster dive, Marvin Williams at 3,700 looks too cheap today. Just too cheap. He's got 34 mixed in. He's got a 23 mixed in. Sacramento, not a great pace game, but he's cheap enough, I think, for consideration. Frank Kaminsky has gotten a bigger role as well here recently at 5,200. Now, you know, I like buying when guys are low, and he's not low right now. He was, 4,500 last game? He's up to 52 now on FanDuel. I think on DraftKings, he's only gone up 200. He's only 4,300 over there after back-to-back 30 fantasy point games. 8,500 on fantasy draft. His salary only went up 400. So DraftKings fantasy draft, I'm looking more on Kaminsky than probably I am over on FanDuel, as I think I'd pay down to either Jeff Green or Marvin Williams. Some other middle tier guys, Ersan Ilyasova, let's not sleep on him. He's kind of found a role here recently with this team, and he's been over 30 fantasy points. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to count 4 because he was at 29 and change. So 4 out of the last 5 games, he's been around 30 fantasy points. That's making value at 5,100 on DraftKings, 57 on FanDuel, 10-3 on Fantasy Draft. Maybe that's box score chasing, but it's also a matchup versus Phoenix with a total of, 219 in this game. So Ilyasova at 5'7", definitely a guy to look at. I think Collins is fine for GPPs. I just get a little bit nervous about the minutes for him to roll him in cash games. But GPPs, he's fine. We saw Al-Farouq Aminu last game play well against the Chicago Bulls. And another guy who just kind of kind of all over the map. I don't really see this spot versus Cleveland for one, although they could be putting him out there, maybe defending LeBron a little bit more, one of the better defenders we have in the league. I just don't really see it today, so I'm probably going to pass on him in this matchup on the back-to-back. One more, Jermichael Green starting, but Jarrell Martin actually played more minutes than him last game. The problem is they're like the same salary. I think that's probably just a stay away at this point in time. Might even pay up a little bit more for the upside of Jeff Green, who, again, played pretty well last game. Okay, last spot for us is the center position. And, you know, on the high end, we've got Dwight Howard. We got Marc Gasol. We got DeAndre Jordan. And we got, dare I say, Kevin Love and Willie Cauley-Stein. All these guys over 7K. I'll tell you the guy I'm not going to play. I don't think I'm going to play Nurkic here. I just don't think this is a great matchup for him versus Cleveland, especially coming off a 37-minute performance last game, third game in 4 nights for this dude. He's been balling for sure, but I think he's going to garner way too much ownership. I think fatigue is going to hit him here tonight. And I'm off Yusuf Nurkic here today. He's a no-go for me. Gasol against the Knicks is fine. It's just the minutes, again, under 30 and three consecutive. Now, in two of those, he gave you 40 and 38. One of those did come versus the Knicks. Double-digit rebounds in 5, 6 consecutive games. You like that on DraftKings where you get that double-double bonus. I think you can make the argument on FanDuel where he's 700 cheaper than DraftKings. That's the spot you want to play him. But I'm still always uncomfortable rostering San Antonio Spurs just based on their minute breakdown. And then that leaves us like, where are we going then? Cantor's been awful after those two big 50 fantasy point games. He has legitimately been under 20 fantasy points in three consecutive games. So hard to know what his role is going to be. Marc Gasol, I certainly don't mind him versus the Clippers, but he has not kind of been the same Marc Gasol we've seen, you know, filling everything up in the box scores. But to be fair, he did just play the Clippers and had a 46 fantasy point game a couple of weeks ago, and that's been one of the better games he's had like this entire season. So I can get behind him a little bit. 72 or 82 on FanDuel, 8K on DraftKings, 14K on Fantasy Draft. Probably not going to get all the way up to Dwight Howard. Probably not going to grab DeAndre Jordan with the return of Blake Griffin. Going to cut into some of his rebounding numbers. I don't mind Kevin Love here in this spot. Another guy whose minutes have, you know, they've been monitoring the heck out of him. You know, he's only played over 30 in one out of the last 5 games. But he's still producing at a pretty high clip. And if the game's close down the stretch, he's certainly going to be in there. So I don't mind Kevin Love. Safe option today. More on FanDuel. 79 there. 87 on DraftKings. Oof. 16-8 on Fantasy Draft. That's a FanDuel play for you tonight. 7,900 for Kevin Love. You want your, 2% throw a, you know, take a shot. Deontay Davis starting to get more minutes here for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's 22 fantasy points or more in 2 out of the last 3 games. Came against Sacramento and the Los Angeles Lakers. He's a young guy, you know. There's been some talk, like maybe they're going to trade Marc Gasol because they're not going to re-sign him after the year. So maybe they're trying to give this guy a little bit more minutes and may have actually kind of taken some of Brandon Wright's minutes. So Deontay Davis, you know, crapshoot play for you. He and Tristan Thompson kind of fall into that category. What do I do with Willie Cauley-Stein? This guy's been suddenly good, and I just don't know that I trust it. I'm definitely not playing him on FanDuel, although he might have power for, let's see. No, I guess he's center eligible on DraftKings, so he's not dual eligibility there. FanDuel, I only get one. I can't see myself paying $7,100 for Willie Cauley-Stein. DraftKings at $65. Make a little bit better case for him there, but also could find himself in some foul trouble if he gets matched up versus Dwight Howard in the paint. I don't think that's a good spot for him. But 35, 30, 36, 37, 41, he's suddenly been putting up huge, huge fantasy numbers. And the interesting thing is he's not really relying on the blocks. I mean, the shot attempts for him have been up. I mean, this is a guy who earlier in the year was barely reaching double-digit shot attempts. 14, 10, 14, 10, 18. Don't know what's suddenly gotten into Willie Cauley-Stein, but starting to get aggressive offensively. If you're playing Cauley-Stein, don't play Zach Randolph. I feel like these guys are absolutely negative correlated and vice versa. So if you want to play one of those guys, fine, but don't play the other because I'm not seeing too many scenarios where both of those guys have been going off. It seems like one or the other. All right, that's it. That's what we got for you on this Tuesday. Want to thank Fantasy Draft again for sponsoring the show. Please find us on iTunes. Give us a little subscription. Just follow us, whatever it's called there. Subscribe to the podcast. And leave a review. We don't mention that enough. We certainly appreciate all the times you guys do that. And it helps us kind of go up the little rankings or whatnot. So if you could leave us a review over on iTunes, we greatly appreciate it. And we'll return again tomorrow for a busy Wednesday night in the NBA. Till then, good luck in your contests. And as always, we will see you.